The University of Philosophy is a school, an educational center, a place where people can turn their ideas around relative to the unknowable God and the knowable Absolute. It sounds like an impossible task to know the Absolute, but it's much easier to know the Absolute than it is to know God, because with God we have so many active forces and so many relative concepts that are attached to it that it makes it mystical and it makes it beyond the ken of our awareness or our intelligence. But knowing Absolute gives us an idea of the power of the universe, the reality of the universe, and how this can be knowable and usable by every being on the face of the earth and elsewhere, every animal, every creature, everywhere. Because Absolute is the allness, the isness, the oneness. Absolute is the awareness of all that is and ever could be, and Absolute is the fulfillment of it now. Now, those words don't mean a terrible lot. And as we go on, perhaps they'll mean even less. Or maybe they'll mean even more. But thinking about what the University of Philosophy is going to bring forth, or has already brought forth, since the textbooks are already done and published, what it's bringing forth is causing our mind to realize that we have within us the infinite genius that knows all. And when we just let go and let that infinite genius reveal itself, the infinite genius reveals itself as all knowledge, as all awareness, as allness. Now, we say, well, I'd like to know the capital of some city in Europe, or in Asia, or America, or who knows where? Africa? South America? Anywhere. Now, if this is true, and I can listen within and know that, then I should just be able to say, yep, the capital is XYZ, and it'll be true. Now, why is it that it appears that it doesn't work? Well, it appears that it doesn't work because we have just begun to learn to play the piano. We've just begun to learn the scale. We've just begun to learn the basic fundamentals of understanding principle, understanding absolute, understanding how it works. Now, it's not a matter of believing it. We believe in it enough to study it and to pursue it. But it's a matter of consistently putting the principle in motion that says, I know that I know that I know. The Absolute in me knows all. I know that I know that I know the Absolute. The genius in me knows all. Now, we don't have to pursue it too diligently to come up with the idea that there are many people who are rather brilliant, and they are brilliant beyond our comprehension of the average person. And because they're brilliant in such a magnificent way, we think that it's something peculiar, something unusual. Studies are being done right now about the DNA and about certain activities of environment upon the how DNA affects the world. And it points out that with certain improvements, you might say, in the use of certain vitamins or minerals or what have you, that the ability of the brain to perceive and conceive and express can be measurably improved. Now, does anyone want to do that? Well, some people are practicing it, it's true. But scientists in studying the brain have found that there are areas of the brain that are responsive to certain vitamins, certain chemicals, and that when these chemicals are introduced into the brain at the gestating period or at the early periods or any period, that the brain begins to express in profound ways. Now, they use the cells of the babies, and these cells of the babies are unlimited. They are they're not programmed yet to what they're going to be. And so when these are introduced into the body of an ill person, these cells jump in there and cause the ill liver to become a whole and perfect liver. Now, science is sort of fighting with the government about this, because the government feels that stem cells, probably the idea, is a lot of people would kill babies to get them, and that they would take them before the child is dead, or things like that. It's been known to happen. So they're very leery about allowing that to take place. So scientists are coming up with the ability to create those cells without using a human body. And now that's really remarkable. But they're doing it. Just as we have heard about the diamonds that are so beautiful, so treasured, so ideal, so wonderful. And yet science has come up with the ability to make these diamonds more beautiful, more perfect, more wonderful than the actual diamond, without any flaw, with the fire in it and all the other things that it has. And they've learned how to do that. As we said before, they've learned how to, with enough energy, to take a common metal and turn it into gold. But the process is quite expensive. And for anyone to get involved in that, they'd have to be well fixed to do it. The point, not that it has to be that way, but it can happen. Now, why is it that we have this body, this brain, and this ability, and we are not allowing this body, this brain, this ability to reveal itself in its magnificent way? Why is it that we have stunted the growth of our brain to allow it to express in brilliance for everyone? Why is it only a few express that brilliance, and only a few are expressing that magnificence in any possible way? Why is it? And the answer is all too clear. We have programmed our minds to believe that we don't know. We have programmed our intelligence to tell us that we are unable to be aware of such brilliance. We are unable to be aware, no man shall know God and live. This is what the early theologians have told us, because they felt that that was so perfect, so beyond the ken of man to understand God, that anyone who knew God, even the priests, and the priests had a lot of troubles, but even the priests, that they would, if they knew God, they'd die. If they entered the Holy of the Holies, oh my goodness. Yes, and this is what we have been teaching ourselves again and again and again. And it's not something that has to be, but it's something that takes place. The mind of man has the capacity to open up and reveal from within all knowledge, all truth, all wisdom. The mind of man has the ability from within to let go and let all that the absolute is in man, in each individual, separately and uniquely and together, as one and as all, to let it reveal itself. This is what the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy are all about. And the University of Philosophy takes us away from the God image to the absolute concept, and the absolute concept for revelation of itself to all humanity. And this is being done by our scientists today, unbelievingly, that they're working on that, but they are, because they are revealing that within the brain of man, the mind of man, within the ability of man, is all knowledge. And how wonderful and how great that is. We'll talk more.